Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast full of important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is March 27th, 2025, and on today's episode, Evonik celebrates the graduation of its North America rotational engineers. Leaders from the U.S. chemical industry convened in Washington, D.C., and Evonik's SHIFT leadership program aims to equip team leaders and supervisors with essential skills. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, Evonik proudly celebrates the achievement of its latest North America Rotational Engineering Program graduates, or NAROT, a talented group who are now ready to transition into permanent roles within the company. The NAROT program, established in 2011, has successfully developed over 60 engineering talents, providing them with hands-on training in various production sites and commercial support roles across the region. The graduates, with degrees in chemical or mechanical engineering, have held various roles in process engineering, application chemistry, and project management. The program for recent college graduates puts an emphasis on skill development, collaboration, and real-world experience. After their graduation, the group will seek to continue their careers within Evonik, as Luke Blunier, a chemical engineer from Purdue University, explains.
As someone who trains and races in marathons, there's a lot of skills I've noticed in common between that and my work as an engineer in the NAROT program. Both of these require a lot of dedication and preparation in order to succeed. I've gotten a lot of amazing support from colleagues, mentors, and managers at each of the sites I've been at, and it's been invaluable in shaping my career. And the opportunity for hands-on experience and training at two vastly different plants has developed a lot of skills that will help me as I continue on in my career. And I'm looking forward to applying everything I've learned as I take on future challenges and continue to grow with Evonik.
Recently, leaders from the U.S. chemical industry, including Evonik's Guido Skudlarek, President Americas, gathered in Washington, D.C. for the Board of Directors meeting of the American Chemistry Council, or ACC. This important event provided a platform for over 40 chemical executives to engage in candid discussions with elected officials, emphasizing the significance of the chemical industry to the nation's economy. The ACC board agreed on a comprehensive advocacy strategy that emphasizes educating new policymakers and fostering bipartisan outreach. Key issues include chemicals and plastics regulation, global trade, and transportation infrastructure. During the two-day meeting, several elected officials, including Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Representative Haley Stevens, engaged in discussions about the industry's challenges and opportunities. Advocacy for the U.S. chemical industry is important to Evonik, as Robert Brown, head of communications and government affairs for North America, explains.
Our time on Capitol Hill exemplifies Evonik's commitment to advocating for the chemical industry and ensuring that our voices are heard. Engaging with lawmakers is crucial for fostering understanding and shaping policies that support innovation and sustainable growth in our sector.
Lastly, Evonik recently held its SHIFT leadership program at its Los Angeles, California site, a three-day training designed for SHIFT team leads and supervisors across all North American production sites. The program aims to enhance the vital link between management and production employees and focuses on skills to influence team dynamics and drive operational excellence. The program, which was initially piloted in Lafayette, Indiana, and subsequently offered in Mobile and Birmingham, Alabama, emphasizes the importance of blending soft and hard skills in leadership roles. Participants are asked to reflect on the value of adapting communication techniques to better connect with their teams. The training was co-facilitated by Wayne Zink and Justin Rotler, and the training underscores Evonik's strategic goal of developing leaders within the organization. Before you go, this episode of the Evonik Minute marks the one-year anniversary of our launch in 2024. Our audience continues to grow, and we want to take a moment to thank everyone who has tuned in and continues to follow the Evonik Minute. Your support inspires us to help keep you informed about all the important stories, news, and announcements from Evonik's North America region. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on the Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.